Now more with Frank Gaffney.
We're back. It's a pleasure to say, joined, I believe, for the first time by Liz Burney. She is an attorney by training. These days, she is the director of special projects for one of my favorite organizations, the Zionist Organization of America. She directs its Long Island and Queens chapter, among those being credited with a most important new report concerning the National Security Advisor to President Trump, H.R. McMaster. And I was anxious to catch up with Liz to talk with her about some of the findings in the Zionist Organization of America's new report that confirms, I have to say, many of the concerns that I have felt about this lieutenant general as well. And Liz, thank you so much for taking a few minutes. I understand you're a little under the weather, but we're grateful to you for mustering out nonetheless to visit about this important new product.
My pleasure to be here.
How can people get your new report about H.R. McMaster?
It's right on the ZOA website. It's zoa.org. I believe it's still on the front page, but if not, just go into the search box.
Okay, well, it deserves to be on the front page for life, as far as I'm concerned. Let me ask you a little bit about some of your findings. First part of it is perhaps in some ways the most worrying. The National Security Advisor to the President, of course, is the right-hand man for the President, in this case, a Lieutenant General of the United States Army, who has seemingly been rather directly insubordinate to the President on a number of issues and substantively very much at odds with him on a host of policies. Talk a little bit about your findings in those regards.
Well, we looked at sort of three policies, positions on the Iran deal, Israel, and Islamist terrorism, and focused on that. I believe some other people have looked at McMaster's positions on some other policies that may differ from President Trump's. And we are very fortunate that we have a president who has good policies in the three areas that I mentioned. He's opposed to the Iran deal. He's often spoke about tearing it up. He often spoke about the problems with Islamist terror, including in his inauguration speech. Apparently, according to a number of sources, McMaster asked President Trump to remove the word Islamist terror from his speech, from the president's speech in Warsaw. President Trump also has good policies on Israel. Something that concerned me that way before we put out this report, there was a press conference, a White House press conference, shortly before the President Trump left for Israel for his first trip to Israel. McMaster spoke at the press conference together with Sean Spicer and said that President Trump will be announcing that he's in favor of Palestinian self-determination during the trip, which is code for a Palestinian Arab terrorist state, which would become an Iran proxy. This has not been President Trump's policy, and we were actually pretty shocked at that statement.
It was shocking. And the more so because, as you say, in this instance, as with radical Islamic terrorism, as with the joint document such as it is about the Iran-Obama bomb deal, I call it, what McMaster has been doing in each of these areas, certifying that the Iranians are in compliance and that this deal is in our interest, for example, and objecting to the president's language and really making pronouncements about a profound course change by the president. Now, in the event, he didn't actually endorse Palestinian self-determination, as I recall, and he did continue to use radical Islamic terrorism, and he has, in fact, said he doesn't like this JCPOA, even though he has certified it a couple of times. But what does this say about what's going on between McMaster and his agenda and that of the president?
Well, it's obviously concerning. It's very concerning when McMaster says that President Trump is going to announce something that's a complete change in policy, which was very concerning. By the way, ZOA also put out a press release at that time, which you'll find on our website, I believe, through the same search, where we talked about that and said, well, we hope that that's not going to happen, that the president is not going to call for this. And in fact, the president did not call for it during the trip or at a later point.
He did, however, go to what McMaster, I'm told, and I think your report documents this, he called occupied territory, the Western Wall in Jerusalem, one of the holiest sites for Jews in the world, and certainly very much part of the territory that Israel now controls after the Six-Day War. Again, the question is, what is he about? And would you just, we're going to run out of time before we run out of things to talk about with you, Liz Burney of the Zionist Organization of America, but just talk a little bit about two other aspects of what McMaster has been doing that you document in the report, both with respect to firing or purging people who are loyal to President Trump's policy agenda, on the one hand, from the National Security Council staff, and hiring people who seemingly are very much not.
As you mentioned, McMaster has fired, or people have moved on to other positions, several people, quite a number of people who have wonderful positions and have done wonderful work in the areas that are of particular concern to the ZOA, the Zionist Organization of America, including K.T. McFarland. I've always been a big fan of hers. She was a staunch Iran deal opponent. She is a staunch Iran deal opponent. She's an opponent of global Islamist terrorism, and has written about that at length. Strong supporter of Israel, Ezra Cohen-Watnick. I won't go through all of them because people can read about it on the website. But he's also appointed some people who are of concern. One of them is this Chris Bauman. The ZOA, the ZOA also did another piece on Chris Bauman, who was one of McMaster's appointees, and we went through his thesis, and he has a whole plan to basically try to force Israel to withdraw to these indefensible lines, the 1949 armistice lines, which some people refer to as 67 lines.
Oh, they're called the suicide lines, including, I think, your colleague Mort Klein. And just to calibrate this, this individual, Chris Bauman, has been made the National Security Council advisor on the Israel-Palestinian issues. I mean, this is really a profound, slap in the face, it seems to me, of the kind of agenda that the president has laid out for Israel. Again, it's not an isolated incident. It's true with a number of others, including Dina Habib Powell. Talk a little bit about her, if you would.
She was the replacement for K.T. McFarland. She had she's Egyptian-born. She had no experience in national security versus K.T. McFarland, who's very experienced and wonderful in national security. She has strong relationships with a number of problematic Democrats, such as Valerie Jarrett. She's been called Huma Abedin's Republican doppelganger. She's defended Abedin. Journalist Daniel Greenfield, who has also been writing about this, said that Habib Powell attended a dinner from members of the Muslim Brotherhood front group. So there's a lot that's very concerning there.
The main point of all of this, I guess, and I think your report comes down squarely on the side that this individual, Lieutenant General H.R. McMaster, ought to be given other duties rather than the National Security Advisor to the President of the United States. I couldn't agree with you more on that, Liz Burney, and I want to thank you and the Zionist Organization of America for your courage in speaking out about this, for helping to document why that's so, and for your leadership more generally on a sensible policy approach towards the Middle East in general and towards Israel in particular. Keep it up. I know you all will. My best regards to your boss, Mort Klein, as well. Thank you for taking time to join us today. Next up, we'll speak with Mark Krikorian about the Trump immigration agenda and more straight ahead.
Go to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.